Case of Rashi for the morning. Torah describes how after Hashem finishes conversing with Moshe and convincing him to go down to Eretz Yisrael, he stops off to make sure that it's okay to get permission from Yitro. And then the Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'Midyan lech shuv Mitzrayim ki metu kol anashim hamavakshim et nafshecha." All the people who wanted you dead are already themselves dead. Rashi comments, he says, Mihem, who are these people? Datan v'Aviram, chayim ayu, l'shiradum yechzeyem v'ani chashuv kamet. Funny, Rashi says, who are the people that are supposedly wanted Moshe dead, and now they are themselves dead? Datan v'Aviram. Only problem is, once you identify those people as Datan v'Aviram, they're still alive, we know that, because we meet them later. Now, who are Datan v'Aviram? Datan v'Aviram are the troublemakers amongst B'nai Israel, who show up later, but also are identified as the two Jewish Rishaim. One was hitting the other, and Moshe prevented one from hitting the other, and they got into a fight, and because of them, Moshe had to leave, because Moshe was afraid that they would tell on him to Pyro, and then Pyro would kill him. Now, the problem is that, as Rashi points out, they're still alive. So Rashi explains, and he says that, oh, they're still physically alive, but they're considered dead because they are poor. They lost all of their money, and therefore they're like ani chashuv kemet. The problem is, as some of the Rishonim point out already, is that there are at least four categories of people who are considered like mate. So why didn't Rashi pick one of the other ones? Why didn't he say that they were blind, or that they had no children, or that they were like a mitzora? Those are all categories which the Gemara says they're considered kemet. So there's a way to answer these technically. Tosfot points out in Nedarim that Datan v'Aviram are actually described in different ways, and in each one of the ways that they're described, they're for sure not these cases. For example, about being blind, the Torah says, "Aina nashim tinaker." There's a threat to poke out their eyes. Now, it would be meaningless to poke out their eyes if they could actually, if they were already blind. They're not mitzoraim, because it says, "Ha'alu misaviv lamishkan korach datan v'aviram." They were amongst the people. If they were mitzoraim, they wouldn't be amongst the people. And then finally, banim, they definitely had children, because it says, "Datan v'aviram yatsu nisavim nishehem uvnehem v'tapam." It says explicitly that they had children. The Gur Arieh has a different way of understanding it. He says it's more existential, that specifically being poor means that you have no power. And that's what's important over here. It's actually not existential, sorry, it's more practical. The reason why Datan v'Aviram were dangerous to Moshe is because they had money. And because they had money, they had access to Pyro. And with having access to Pyro, they could actually kill him. But once they had no more money, they didn't have access to Pyro anymore, and they weren't a threat to Moshe anymore. The Rabbanan actually takes a totally different approach. He doesn't accept Rashi's approach. He says, we're not really worried about Datan v'Aviram, because Datan v'Aviram are not the ones who want to kill Moshe. Pyro is the one who wants to kill Moshe. Datan v'Aviram are just going to be the instrument. So he thinks that the reference to those that died who wanted to kill Moshe were Pyro and any of his advisors who remembered Moshe. Keep in mind that this is 60 years after Moshe already left Mitzrayim, and so all the people who actually might have cared about Moshe are already long gone. Shabbat Shalom.